I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. The Kennedy Center is running out of options to keep President Trump's name on the facade of the iconic performing arts venue in Washington. A judge rejected a request to pause a court-ordered deadline today to remove references of the president from the building and other aspects of the Kennedy Center's operations.
I've been standing here on the Kennedy Center Plaza with my cardboard signs. This one says JFK, not DJT.
Laura Bly is waiting to see the name Donald J. Trump removed.
I will be extremely excited and happy because I don't like having his name on this building. It is illegal to have it on there, and he is not an arts supporter.
Scaffolding was erected earlier in the day around a section of the building that includes the president's name, though there has been no effort to remove it. Storms with lightning were dancing around Washington, D.C., adding to the challenge for workers. More information at apnews.com. I'm Ed Donahue.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.